Is there a market for a Tesla electric pickup truck? Because where I come from in northern Wisconsin, we like our F-150s, we like gas, we don't want electric, but I don't know about the rest of America.
In 2025, Ford killed the F-150 Lightning. The reason was simple. Not enough Americans wanted to buy it. It moved roughly 27,000 units that year. Tesla's Cybertruck sold 7,000 fewer than that. And Tesla didn't kill it. They couldn't. The Cybertruck wasn't just another pickup. It was supposed to be the future of the American truck industry. 250,000 of them rolling off the line every year, Elon Musk promised. Today, Tesla can barely give them away. And the one buyer keeping the truck alive isn't really a customer. It is somebody Elon Musk knows really, really well. November 2019, a stage in Hawthorne, California. Elon Musk walks out in a black t-shirt and unveils what he called the future of the pickup truck. Stainless steel exoskeleton. Armored glass.
Oh my God.
A starting price of $39,900. The dual motor would run $49,900. The tri-motor, $69,900. Numbers that put the Cybertruck inside the budget of the American working family that buys roughly 6,500 pickups a day. That was the pitch. A real American truck, electrified, priced for the man who actually needs a tailgate. Within a week, Tesla collected over 250,000 reservations. $100 a piece, refundable, but the hype was real. Musk later told investors the Cybertruck would sell 250,000 units a year by 2025.
We're likely to do probably 250,000 a year, I think, maybe more.
Giga Texas was tooled up to build 125,000 annually. The factory was waiting. Then production started in November 2023, and the price tag had moved. The single motor variant Musk promised at $39,000, it didn't exist. The dual motor that was supposed to cost $50,000 had become $79,990. And if you actually wanted to take delivery in the first year, you weren't buying a Cybertruck at all. You were buying a Foundation Series. The Foundation Series was a launch edition with badging, accessories, and a $20,000 premium baked in. Starting price? $99,990. Loaded examples crossed $121,000. Tesla made early reservation holders convert their $40,000 promise into a $120,000 reality if they wanted to drive one before everyone else. And in early 2024, they did. They lined up. At a Mannheim dealer auction in March 2024, a Foundation Series Cybertruck with 69 miles on the odometer sold for $244,000, more than double the sticker. People paid Lamborghini money to be the first guy in the parking lot with a stainless steel wedge. Two more sold that same week. $195,000. $189,000. The flippers were making $50,000 in a single afternoon, and Tesla looked, on paper, like they were about to print money the way the Model Y had printed money 5 years earlier. The wait list looked endless. The reservation list was twice the size of the F-150's annual production. Wall Street analysts modeled the Cybertruck as a $40 billion revenue line for Tesla by 2027. The market cap of Tesla added tens of billions on the back of those projections. Musk himself doubled down. He said the Cybertruck would outsell every other pickup in America. He said it would cannibalize the Ford F-150 and the Ram 1500. He said the future of the American truck was electric, and it was angular, and it was being built in Texas. But that's where the numbers stopped going up. Because somewhere between the auction floor in Dallas and the showroom in Austin, the demand started to evaporate. And nobody at Tesla seemed to want to admit how fast. The first crack showed up in 2024 sales. Tesla delivered around 39,000 Cybertrucks that year, less than a third of factory capacity. Already, the math was breaking. Musk had promised 250,000 a year. They were running at 15% of that pace, and the assembly line was sitting idle. Then 2025 happened. U.S. sales came in at 20,237 units, a 48% collapse from the prior year. To put that in context, the Ford F-150 Lightning, which Ford was about to discontinue for failing to find buyers, outsold the Cybertruck by nearly 7,000 units. A truck that was about to be killed for not selling beat the truck Musk called the future. Forbes called it the biggest flop in decades. Fast Company called it the new Ford Edsel. In Detroit, that comparison stings. The Edsel is the car they teach business school students about as a cautionary tale. Then 2026 opened. Q1 numbers landed in April. 3,519 Cybertrucks delivered in the entire first quarter, the lowest quarter since deliveries began in November of 2023, down 45% year over year, down 15% from the previous quarter. Giga Texas, capable of building 125,000 trucks a year, was running at a rate barely above 14,000. The factory floor was a museum of what was supposed to be. I once spoke with a contractor in Pennsylvania who told me he was still driving the same Ford he bought new in 2008. Three transmissions, two engines, same truck. He said he'd trade it in when it stopped being worth more than the loan on a new one. That's what a working pickup is supposed to be, a long-term investment. The Cybertruck broke that contract on day one. Foundation Series buyers who paid $100,000 in 2024 were getting trade-in offers in the mid-$60,000 range by 2026. Some auctions cleared early Cybertrucks at $61,000 with under 20,000 miles. Doug DeMiro, the auction analyst who tracks these things for a living, predicted prices would fall to $35,000 within 18 months.
This is going to be 35 in 18 months. You mark my words. Call us up on the pod in December, in June or July of 27.
Right. Yep.
Independent valuation firm IC Cars projected Cybertruck depreciation at 56.8% over 5 years. The pickup category average is 33%. The Cybertruck is depreciating at nearly double the rate of every other truck on the American road. A man who paid $120,000 for a Foundation Series in 2024 is on track to own a $30,000 vehicle in 2029. He has lost $90,000 before he changes the tires. Then came the recalls. In May 2026, Tesla pulled back 173 rear-wheel drive Cybertrucks because the brake rotors were cracking and the wheels could separate from the hub at speed. That was on top of recalls for accelerator pedals that got stuck under floor mats, windshield wipers that quit, exterior trim that came off in car washes, and stainless steel panels that rusted in the rain. The truck Musk said was apocalypse-proof was failing in suburban driveways. Tesla tried everything. They cut prices. They added 0% financing. They shipped trucks to Saudi Arabia and Dubai. They suggested at one point that unsold inventory could be repurposed as cargo delivery vehicles. None of it moved the needle. The empty parking lots at Giga Texas filled with stainless steel, and the satellite photos started showing up on financial Twitter. Aerial drone shots of Cybertrucks lined up in rows, gathering dust under the Texas sun. Giga Texas was a $5 billion factory build, with roughly $2 billion in Cybertruck-specific tooling that cannot be repurposed for the Model Y or Model 3. Bernstein analysts estimate the program is now losing money on every truck Tesla actually sells, before you even count the unsold inventory. Warranty exposure from the recalls, depreciated trade-ins flowing back into Tesla's books, dedicated factory overhead. The Cybertruck has stopped being a profit center and become a cash drain. The man who built the truck is now subsidizing it with his other businesses. We'll come back to that. But first, Tesla needed someone to take inventory off their hands. And if you want to know who that buyer is and what it tells you about how Tesla is reporting its sales to Wall Street, this is the moment to subscribe and like the video, because the registration data sitting in plain sight is something every Tesla shareholder should be looking at, and almost none of them are. They found one. And when the registration data came out, the Tesla shareholder letter started writing itself. In April 2026, Bloomberg published a story citing data from S&P Global Mobility, the firm that tracks every vehicle registration in the United States. The numbers told a story Tesla had never disclosed. In the fourth quarter of 2025, 7,071 Cybertrucks were registered in the United States. Of those, 1,279 were registered to a single buyer, SpaceX, Elon Musk's rocket and satellite company. That is 18% of every Cybertruck sold in America in that quarter, almost one in five. And the buyer was the CEO's other company. It didn't stop there. SpaceX bought another 158 Cybertrucks in January 2026, 67 more in February. Other Musk-controlled entities, the Boring Company, XAI, Neuralink, bought another 60 over the same period. By the time you strip out the intercompany transactions, the actual rate at which independent American customers were buying Cybertrucks was closer to 20,000 a year, 8% of what Musk told investors to expect. Sam Fiorani at Auto Forecast Solutions told Bloomberg the line, "Tesla is running out of buyers for the Cybertruck. The product has been in structural decline for over a year." Translation: the demand isn't soft. The demand is gone. And the only way to keep the numbers from looking like an apocalypse on the quarterly earnings call is to have the CEO's other companies buy the inventory. Now, this is where it gets uncomfortable for shareholders. SpaceX is privately held. It does not file public earnings reports. When SpaceX buys over $100 million worth of Cybertrucks from Tesla, that revenue lands on Tesla's books as legitimate sales. The market sees a Tesla quarterly number that includes those purchases. The market does not see who bought them. The CEO of the buyer is also the CEO of the seller. If Hertz had ordered 1,000 Cybertrucks, Tesla would have announced it as a fleet deal. There would have been a press release, a photo op, a press conference. When SpaceX did it, there was nothing. No announcement, no disclosure. The information surfaced only because S&P Global tracks every license plate in America, and someone at Bloomberg started counting. Without that data, Tesla shareholders would have been told that Cybertruck sales held up in Q4 2025, and they would never have known that one in five of those sales was Elon Musk buying from himself. The defense from Tesla's camp is that SpaceX has legitimate operational uses for these vehicles. They drive on launch facilities in Texas and California. The Cybertruck is durable, the argument goes, off-road capable, useful for security patrols and engineering crews. All of that may be true, but it does not explain why SpaceX needed 1,300 Cybertrucks in a single quarter, when the entire SpaceX workforce is around 14,000 people. That's one Cybertruck for every 11 employees, in 90 days. At a company that already had a vehicle fleet. The simpler explanation is the one Sam Fiorani gave Bloomberg. Tesla has run out of buyers, and the CEO is using his other company as a warehouse. The Foundation Series buyers are taking $40,000 haircuts. Independent demand is collapsing at 45% a year. And to keep the headline number from cratering, the man who built the truck is buying it from himself, with money raised from completely different investors who thought they were funding a rocket company. Think about that arrangement from the SpaceX side for a moment. SpaceX investors put their money into a private rocket company. They expect that capital to fund Starship development, satellite launches, and the Starlink constellation. They do not expect to find that over $100 million of their money has been redirected into buying inventory from a publicly traded car company that the same CEO runs. Nobody asked them. Nobody had to. SpaceX is private. The board does what Musk wants. That is the kind of arrangement that makes auditors nervous. It is the kind of arrangement that, in a public-public transaction, would require disclosure under related party rules. The SEC has rules about it. Annual reports have a section for it. Audit committees write memos about it. But SpaceX is private. The disclosure rules don't apply the same way. And so the truck quietly piles up at Hawthorne. The quarterly numbers stay above zero, and the Tesla earnings call goes ahead without anyone asking what is actually going on. The defense Tesla would give, if anyone did ask, is the one we should hear next. Now, let's give Tesla the fair argument. There is a real bull case here, and it deserves to be heard. In February 2026, Tesla introduced a cheaper, dual-motor AWD Cybertruck, originally announced at $59,990, quickly raised to $69,990 after Musk hinted demand was strong. First deliveries are scheduled for June 2026. If that truck connects with a buyer who actually wanted a Cybertruck at the price Musk originally promised, Q3 and Q4 numbers could rebound sharply. The same factory tooling, the same supply chain, just a different price point. It is plausible. It is the bet Tesla is making. But here's the problem. If the cheaper Cybertruck does sell, every Foundation Series owner who paid $100,000 eats another round of depreciation as the cheaper model floods the used market. The man who paid a premium to be first now watches his neighbor buy the same truck for $40,000 less. His resale collapses again. And the more Tesla sells the cheaper variant, the worse the loss for the loyal early adopter who funded the launch. There's a deeper problem that the bull case ignores. The American pickup buyer is not a tech buyer. He is a contractor in Oklahoma, a rancher in Wyoming, a fleet manager in Ohio. He buys a truck because he needs it to work for 10 or 15 years and hold value when he trades it in. The Ford F-150 has held that contract for 40 years. The Chevy Silverado, the Ram 1500. They depreciate predictably. The dealer network is everywhere. The mechanics know them. Parts are available in every county in America. The Cybertruck does not have any of that. There are no Cybertruck mechanics in rural Texas. The recall notices come months after the defects are reported, and the resale value is in freefall. Meanwhile, the buyer Musk thought he was selling to, the urban tech professional who wanted a status pickup, has moved on. Tesla is no longer the cool car. The Rivian R1T pulled the brand-conscious EV pickup buyer. The Ford Lightning, before its cancellation, had real fleet adoption among electricians and contractors. The Silverado EV took the GM loyalists. The Cybertruck ended up appealing to nobody specifically and everybody temporarily. A polarizing design is a great hook for a launch. It is a terrible foundation for 10 years of unit sales. Then there is the China problem. While Tesla was failing to sell 20,000 Cybertrucks a year in America, BYD shipped over 4 million electric and hybrid vehicles globally in 2025. Chinese EV makers are now building electric pickups designed for working buyers at half the price point. They do not export them to the United States because the tariffs make it impossible, but they are exporting them everywhere else: Australia, Mexico, the Middle East. The same markets Tesla shipped Cybertrucks to as a desperation move are the markets where Chinese trucks are eating Tesla's lunch. Every quarter Tesla loses to BYD in a market like Mexico is a quarter Tesla cannot win back. So the Cybertruck story is not just a Tesla story. It is a story about what happens when an American industrial icon decides that ego is a substitute for execution. Ford killed the Lightning when the math didn't work. GM scaled back EV pickup ambitions. Stellantis killed the Ram REV before it ever shipped. The American truck industry, taken as a whole, has signaled that the EV pickup market is smaller than promised and harder than expected. Every manufacturer adjusted. Tesla did not. Tesla doubled down, kept the factory running, and started moving inventory to its CEO's other companies. So Tesla is in a corner. If the cheap Cybertruck flops, they are stuck with a $1 billion factory running at 15% capacity. If it succeeds, they punish the customers who paid premium and erode their own brand promise. Either way, the man who walked onto the Hawthorne stage in 2019 and promised a $40,000 truck for 250,000 buyers a year has delivered something different. he has delivered a vehicle that depreciates faster than any pickup in modern memory, a factory running at a fraction of capacity, and a sales sheet that requires the CEO to buy from himself just to keep the lights on. Ford killed the F-150 Lightning when it stopped selling. Tesla can't kill the Cybertruck. Too much factory tooling, too much ego, too many press conferences where a man in a black t-shirt promised the future. So instead, the trucks pile up in California, SpaceX writes the checks, and the truck that was supposed to be the future of the American pickup is being kept alive by accounting. But propping up the numbers with SpaceX is only half the playbook. The other half is what Tesla did to Cybertruck retail buyers in February, and the $10,000 trap that fooled thousands of Americans into signing on the dotted line. That video is right here.